In my Premadham Stotra I have also written something. The highest conception of absolute cannot but be the highest form of anandam, rasam, rasa. And that is conscious rasa. And Mahaprabhu is dancing. That indicates that is full of rasa. Rasa. And the kirtan, that is distribution of that rasa. His dancing means he has got the acne of rasa by feeling. And his kirtan means he is eager to distribute that to others. So, scientifically, if we come to search who is Mahaprabhu, we cannot but find that he is the ultimate reality. He is mad in feeling his own internal nectar and dancing is the outcome result of that. And he is chanting, that is, he is distributing that to others. And that should be the real character of the absolute rasa. Pervasive rasa, that's living, dynamic rasa. Not static rasa, dynamic rasa. Must try to extend itself to the outside, to extend himself outside. And rasa, is himself, his position is almost mad. In drinking his own inner nectar, sokham, matta, nitta, nitta and kirtan. So, following, quite closely and surely follow the character of Mahaprabhu, we cannot but think that he is the absolute representation. By following this thread, if we approach towards him, yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. If infinite cannot make himself known to finite, he is no infinite. All this, the basis of all this. Infinite can make himself known to finite. And that is the basis of all our knowledge and achievement, everything. It is on his sweet will. It is his sweet will, his nature, natural sweet will, that we can talk, we can move, we can aspire about him. Otherwise, we cannot have any connection with him. He is goodwill at the back. To have his connection in any way, however meager it may be, his cooperation, his goodwill, at the bottom and the foundation. Otherwise, it is impossible. If that is withdrawn, we are atheists. Our nature will be of that of an atheist of the pure type. Just like Mayavadi, that is no sense atheist. That Yamunacharya say, desam agyanamiva apadadhate no tu ayushmatang dosa. Their ignorance is their offense. Let them live without any hindrance in their life. Ayushmatang, they may live long. And they are not to be blamed, but their ignorance is to be blamed. Yamunacharya. Let them live happily, but they are not to be blamed. I am not going to blame them, but their ignorance is the root of all their misfortune, not there to be blamed. With this gesture, Yamnacharya has discarded them generously. Yeah. Tesham agyanam eva aparadhyate na tu ayushmatam dosha. Let them live long. I can't put blame on him. But what is to be blamed? That is their ignorance. A piteous remark, a pitiful remark. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaudhari 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 Gaudhari. Okay.
Krishna Kinkara Prabhu.
Krishna Kinkara. Nidai Gaur Galadhar, 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 Nidai Gaur
Galadhar. Maharaj, you're giving so much mercy to us, and we feel so much attraction to you, just like to our Guru Maharaj.
Gaurdhari Gaur Galadhar. May come from same plane, similar plane, but he has got more power, magnitude. His power, he has inundated the whole of the world. And I am a teeny soul sitting in a corner of the place and praying for some water, water. To quench my thirst. But he has inundated the world with water, with sweet water. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari.
You're helping us along the same path.
Hare Krishna. But our source is one and same. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Well, it is found that he proposed me to make the president of ISKCON.
In the third volume of the Leelamrita,
our Satsarup Maharaj has written that.
From
in the jivani of our Guru.
Achyutananda.
From Achyutananda?
Yes, from Achyutananda.
Yeah. Now I can remember when he gave that proposal. I remember. I forgot.
What is written?
It is written Srila Prabhupada asked Srila Sridhar Maharaj to become president of ISKCON Society. 1973.
Yes. And as my nature is to come backward, I refuse always to come backward. And so Prabhupada remarked, so you are his lover. He remarked on me, you are his lover. I am his lover person. His loving person. I am afraid. Of assertion, asserting myself. Not an asserting agent or medium. To collect more, that is my nature. My hearing is very appreciable by all. God brothers appreciated much for my acute or listening. Acute and acute at listening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari.
Maybe it is meant by that statement, with ease everyone can love you.
That is their goodness.
Oh, easily you have taken love of Krishna. Easily you have got love of Krishna. He's lover. So easily you have got love.
And easily you are giving.
Recently I am approaching towards that. I had more attraction for Mahaprabhu and Radharani. I am fond of Ramchandra. I am fond of generosity, self-giving. But Krishna seems to me absorbing energy. But I am fond of giving, distributing my Atmanivedam, self-sacrifice, attraction amongst. So when I think about Radharani, I lose my existence. I think of Mahaprabhu, and my connection to Krishna has been given by Mahaprabhu only. Because Mahaprabhu recommends Krishna, I have come to Krishna. I have got some independent attraction towards Krishna through Gita. But Vrindavana Krishna, and Mahaprabhu has given me and Radharani. I am more attracted by their personality than that of Krishna. That is my inner nature. That is my nature. I am more impressed by sacrifice, magnanimity, atmanivedam, self-giving. But recently, very recently, I have got some special attraction towards Krishna. But because without that, I can't enter into the camp of Radharani. I must have His mercy first, then we can enter that camp. Otherwise it is impossible. So, the necessity of that sort of feeling drawing me towards Krishna in a natural and in a wide and comprehensive way. Pure Krishna Vrindavan. Any general charm, extraordinary, all these persons. But the inner drawing that is in such stage. More attracted, captured by self-giving, where there is self-giving, that attracts me most than taking. So, here we may stop today. How much is the time?
5 to 10.
5 to 10, almost 10. Going to high duty. Confession. Nothing. It is nothing, but it is on, depending on Him. So we have got nothing. The whole self-dependence. Acquisition by dependence. 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 Another way of capturing. No formal right, but a new way of conquering things, new way of capturing, not ordinary way of capturing which is known to the world, new way of capturing. No external right could be established. but always without position to get the facility of the whole self position. That is potency, that is negative. Negative. But negative has got also its demand, its existence to keep out. to maintain, to make its assertion for the positive. Mm-hmm. That way. That way. Not assertive, but not assertive, but drawing nature. Predominated and predominating mighty in our Prabhupada's expression. Predominating mighty and predominated mighty, two halves. To Krishna, predominated mighty is indispensable. We, belonging to predominated mighty, our necessity is for the predominating, but for the predominated mighty is absolutely necessary. It has been dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita, perhaps in the first part, fourth chapter, and for which Krishna has to come as the Chaitanya the Mahaprabhu to appreciate the position of the predominated mighty. As the comparison has been drawn, how much necessity of the predominating mighty to us predominated, and what is the corresponding feeling of the predominated mighty to us, the predominating, that is dealt there, weighed almost to a certain extent. And the Kaviraj Goswami says that the size of Radharani is hanging down more and the Krishna going that way. Yeah?
Okay. What is that? Scales. Scales.
Because?
Balance.
The ecstasy which we find in Krishna when he has got the association of Radharani, the ecstasy, the intensity of ecstasy. And Radharani, when she is getting the closer association of Krishna, and her intense of ecstasy has been weighed down. And it is proved that Radharani, when she feels Krishna's union, her ecstasy is much more than that of Krishna. Mm-hmm. So, she is the gainer. She is the gainer. Though she is completely dependent on Krishna, without Krishna, she cannot think anything, but Krishna can think anything and everything without her externally. But here, neither externally nor internally to maintain her life is possible without Krishna. But Krishna, Radharani only in man, in the case of man, that is a stage of love, necessary stage, only can dismiss Krishna. But Krishna finally dismissed her, not within, but without, and joined the Dharaka campaign and so many others. So, that is the self-giving, self-offering. is much more here than on that side. So the gain is also read and shown that this Radharani side has got greater weight. Good, very good, high talks, mad talks. So high talk means mad talks. Good, very good, good, very good, good.
There's one, Suchanda Vachanam. Devam Divyatanam
Pralab Bhakko. Mahaprabhu says, this is Pralab Bhakko, Anodhikar, where we have got no right. We are talking. Yeah? No right. No right, we are talking. These are all, this Phaltumani useless. Useless talking. Gaur Haribol, Pralab. A madman's delirium. It is a sort of delirium to us. Madman's delirium. Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol. Is I Gaur Haribol, is I Gaur Haribol. Is I Gaur Haribol, is I Gaur Haribol. Nidai Gaur Haribol, Nidai Gaur Haribol, Nidai Gaur Haribol. Well, we stop here today. Nidai Gaur Haribol. Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sivadeshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Bhagavinda Ki Jai. Akkayananda Maharaj Ki Jai. Aranya Maharaj Nanya. In his own address in Pritana Chandranaya Mahārāja, he told, yes, I look after Govinda Mahārāja as my affectionate child. This is one person. My affectionate child.
Divine Grace, I'd like to offer this to you. Yesterday I got so much inspiration from your lecture that I wanted to write a little something, so I put some of my thoughts down on there for you.
What is this?
He wrote, Krishna Spiritual Prabhu has written a prayer to you.
What is that? What is
he can read to you?
He can read.
The six opulences of our spiritual master. As we have aspired for wealth of house, family, and position, we discovered through our spiritual master the supreme wealth, the holy name. Sometimes we try to renounce this world and then become like stone. After some time we find a diamond, the supreme renouncer, who is our spiritual master. We are always looking at different ways to become famous, but the supreme fame is to serve the dust of the lotus feet of our spiritual master. We all have enthusiasm to desire knowledge, but the supreme knowledge is bhakti seva given by our spiritual master. At times, we are so much involved with our physical strength, our own health, that we forget the supreme strength of our spiritual master's glance. How much beauty can a living entity have without the supreme beauty of the spiritual master's love? Your worthless servant, Krishna Smriti Sudhadar.
You please read it again. It's I, Gaur Haribol. বলছিলাম রিয়েলি উই ক্যান সি দ্য সুপ্রিম এন্টিটি অন দি হেড অফ আওয়ার গুরু মহারাজ দ্যাট হ্যাজ বিন সেড বাই ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর হান্ড্রেড টাইমস ব্রাইট উই সি দি অবজেক্ট অফ আওয়ার সুপ্রিম লাভ জাস্ট ওভার দি হেড অফ আওয়ার গুরু মহারাজ দ্যাট ইজ দি কি টু হ্যাভ a real sight of the Supreme Entity. But the conception of Guru is dynamic. It is not static. As far as we shall go, approach nearer to sun, new things will appear to us. Sun will come in new and a new color. But it is the same. So the position of the Guru is also like that. Not that he is changing his color or his view, but that my ignorance is being removed more and more, and the clear sight I am having of him. A dynamic, not static. This we shall try to understand, the position of Guru, God, everything. As much as the cover will be removed, and this vision will be deeper and deeper, clearer and clearer, deeper and deeper. We shall have ever new aspect in our conception about the whole, not only of Guru, Guru, Lord, everything. A dynamic. We shall always try to remember this, that he is dynamic in his character. And a variegated nature at the same time. I am seeing him in one way, another seeing him in another color. It is possible. According to his will, he is to command, control. So the whole experience coming from the subjective, controlled by the subjective world, not by the objective world. The subject, super subject, is controlling the subject to have experience of the environment. And not that the environment is exciting the senses, and through that it is trying to establish itself in the subjective realm. We don't admit that sort of a Darwin theory. The object is all in all, is the master hand. No. Subject is all in all. And the negligible part of this subjective whole, the objective conception is floating just as a piece of ice is floating in the ocean. So the objective world of experience is floating in a negligible part. Just a prison house in a particular negligible place of the whole normal country. The country is normal, we may think. Then the prison house located in a particular place and not very desirable. Desirability only to educate the criminals. That is the optimistic or positive side. And negative, the undesirable punishment. Undesirable punishment of the criminals, that is the negative side. And the positive, to remove their offenses and to purify them, that is the positive. And that is located in a particular path, not and not to be comparable with the normal life and positions, freedoms, all the comforts of the ordinary people who are not in the prison. So the conception of this myic world is negligible, perverted reflection. Chai Madhugga. Let's have finished.
I have a question.
Yes. Your letter finished?
Yes, ma'am.
Or some hereafter you would.
The normal condition of a living living entity is that with the Supreme, or the eternal relationship. There are different philosophies coming in America, different swamis are preaching ultimately different conclusions. One conclusion is that the highest relationship we've ever got, that the living entity has ever gotten to, is the Brahmajyoti, Brahman realization. And the other philosophy is that ultimately we have the highest form is Kantabhava. So if the living entity has fallen from the spiritual world, what was our position originally? I don't know if that's clear or not.
What does he say?
Is your question, how did we fall here?
At one time we are in the spiritual world full of bliss and knowledge and happiness. The spiritual world is completely...
We are not to think that we are in the spiritual world. We have to think that we were in the tatastha loka, and the marginal position. Krishna tatastha shakti bhedavi is prakash. At the marginal potency, we come out of the marginal potency, not the dedicating internal potency of Krishna, nor the external potency of self-seeking tendency, separate consciousness, separate interest, consciousness of separate interest. That is the world. When the separate interest consciousness is prevailing, that is this world. And the Krishna interest consciousness prevailing, that is the Swarup Shakti, internal world. And the margin between the two is tatastha, that is the marginal potency, a peculiar position. Inconceivable, peculiar position, the margin between the two, the meeting place of two opposite forces, one incurring to the center and the outcarrying to from the center. And the margin, viroja, and that is also conceived in two different ways. Nearing this side is viroja and nearing the upper side is brahmalo. Generally, Jeev comes from Brahmaloka. And he comes to add up this side and some going that side in this way. The beginning we have to conceive. But we have got adaptability within us for either the world. The adaptability. that is not clear, vague, in germinal form, undetectable. And that by the influence of the environment, it takes its way to this side, that side, in this way. And that depends on something that is also inconceivably a peculiar thing, free will. That is responsible, neither the God nor the Maya. The ultimate responsibility, however subtle and small it may be in quantity and quality, still it is free will. Responsibility is with free will. However meager, helpless, and vulnerable it may be, it has been traced finally that because he is conscious unit, consciousness devoid of freedom it cannot be. It is unthinkable, inconceivable, and inexistible. Free, a consciousness means free. And divide of consciousness means matter. So because jiva is a unit of consciousness, it is free, but it is very small, so the freedom is also very, very weak. Anyhow, the first action began with his consent, with that free will. And then the environment came. Just in the case of a buffer state, inclination, cooperation, some sort of meager consent, passive consent also, then the power from the next place comes to help him and captures him. Russia came to capture Afghanistan with a little consciousness. Something, some consent. And taking the advantage of that consent, he entered and captured in this way. The buffer state is in danger in this way. So, marginal potency we have to see. No blame to be put on the shoulder of Krishna, neither Maya, but you are responsible for your own. You are weak, your thinking, your capacity, your everything is weak, but only with the help of the friendly big you can become big. And that is also always dependent big. That is the development in the negative side. Negative side. As much dedication, you have nothing in calculation, but you are master, becoming master. That is the most inconceivable and the wonderful magnanimity of what is called bhakti or love. Even the Absolute can be controlled by his negative potency, his potency. The potency in the eye of law is no position, but only position by the dint of the positive. Ostentatiously, power is in the hand of the positive. But negative has got its own power to attract the positive in the law of relativity. Positive cannot stand without the relative, without the negative. So he is also dependent on the negative. Aggressing and aggressed. Predominating and predominated. Guru is on the side of predominated. In continue to our yesterday's lecture, I should say something more about Gurudev. Once when I came in the beginning, I found that Professor Nishikanta Sanyal, he has written an address during the Vyas Puja day, that is the day of advent of our Guru Maharaj, in English. And he mentioned there, because I do not know Krishna, because you say that I have got some relation with Krishna, so I go to seek my relationship with Krishna, otherwise not. I could not understand this in the beginning. I know you. You say that my duty is to serve Krishna, so I consider it is my duty to serve Krishna, otherwise not. I failed to understand this meaning of this passage in the beginning. Then, after some years, when in Radha Kunda, our Guru Maharaj, he lived for a month and took some of his favorite disciples there in the month of Kartika, Ujjavata. Then one day, Paramananda Prabhu was his pet disciple. He came at the age of 13. Perhaps he was the first or second disciple of him, child. He suddenly came from his morning walk and put questions, told Prabhupada that Dhauji, that is the Dewan, the chief minister of Bharatpur state, he is circumambulating Radha Kunda, and his wife and others, some other men and women, by lying and measuring. And lie down and then mark, and again here lie down and they mark in this. The whole of Radha. Then Paramananda Prabhu came and told Prabhupada, they also have great respect for Radharani. Then Prabhupada came out with his remark, yes, they have got real respect for Krishna. And because Radharani is favorite to Krishna, so they have got some concern with Radharani. But ours is the opposite. This is to be remarked. We want Radharani as our own, and because Radharani wants Krishna, so we have got our duty towards Krishna. This is to be followed. Our main concern with Radharani. And because she wants Krishna, so we have got also some necessity in Krishna. The more clearly, there are so many jiva that comes out of the personal halo of particular great types of service. As Radharani's service is considered to be the most comprehensive and in quality of the highest, so those that have got their resemblance or some remote connection with heart luster, units in the luster of heart, spiritual body, they know their immediate mistress is Radharani, direct contact with her. And whatever Radharani does, they follow, inseparably connected with her. That is a particular group. So also, so many souls, unit of souls around the halo, within the halo of Baladeva, and different main servitor mighty. So, Rupa told, we are really Shakta. We are worshippers of Shakti, potency, but not Vidha Shakta, but Shuddha Shakta. We are also more concerned with the original potential, half potential, half in different aspect. Different aspect. Then also you find Pallava Pushpa Pata. She is named that just as in a lata, in a creeper, so many branches, so many leaves, so many flowers, all these things. So, and the whole is a creeper. So in the Shakti of different type also, the main is someone, and the other constituent parts, ornamental parts, there, in this way. They never wants Krishna in direct connection, that is their innate nature. Want direct connection. But Radharani sometimes, she, in any plea, in some, under some plea, she allows some private contact of them with Krishna. That is her